Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. A trip across the southern border ended in tragedy after four Americans were kidnapped by Mexican drug lords last week. Two were killed and two who survived are now back in the U.S.
William's wife says he needed surgery for three gunshot wounds in his legs.
It was just tears of joy, I guess, that he's alive.
McGee is a mother of five. Her mother says the FBI called her with the news.
I said, thank you, Jesus, that there is a God.
According to her family, McGee traveled with the others to Mexico for cosmetic surgery. During the 3 days they were held, they were transferred to various places to avoid authorities. A source says investigators believe the gunmen may have mistaken the Americans for rival human traffickers.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. In Memphis, 20 more hours of police footage will be released in the Tyree Nichols case. A seventh officer has been fired for his death in police custody. Later today, a court is deciding if the parents of a 15-year-old school shooter should be held liable for their son's action. This is ABC News. The Transportation Department launched a new online platform to help families traveling save money. The Airline Family Seating Dashboard tells passengers which airlines guarantee free family seating. It also has resources of what's available if a flight is canceled due to a controllable problem by the airline. Will the upcoming season 3 of Ted Lasso be the end? Apparently, that's not an easy question to answer.
Ted Lasso season 3 premieres next week, and there are conflicting reports about the show ending, so I went straight to the man himself, Ted Lasso star and co-creator, Jason Sudeikis.
Is it the final season or not?
I mean, it is as far as I know. Yes.
As far as he knows, what does that mean? He wrote the thing.
So you wrote this as a finale? As
far, yeah. This is the end of what, you know, we first, you know, set out to want to do.
Bottom line, it seems season 3 will close a chapter of Ted Lasso's storytelling, but that doesn't mean it's the end, and Apple isn't calling it the final season. It premieres March 15th. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
Ha-ha! Leprechauns and Wisconsinites have a lot of things in common. We both look good in green. Chicks dig our accents.
You're cute!
And we all love what's on the other side of the rainbow. Get your pot of gold when you sponsor our hourly weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station.
That's 24 ads per day. One ad every hour right before the latest weather forecast.
And right now, the prices on these premium sponsorships are slashed up to 50%. But you must act before March 15th to take part. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Earl Ingram.
I mean, for heaven's sakes, anybody who's heard Congresswoman Bobart from Colorado and Marjorie Taylor Greene and others, you just have to ask the question, if I'm a Republican, why would I continue to support that foolishness?
Asking the tough questions, searching for the answers we're all looking for. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Fox Valley regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network. CivicMedia.us. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the Tom Hartman Program. I am Jefferson Smith. The call-in line here, working brilliantly, is 202-808-9925. 202-808-9925. Thank you to our crack team. 202-808-9925 is the number. What's the key news? Some polling news. Now, at the top of the show, I talked about the importance of looking at not merely odds, but at stakes. Polls look more at odds, less at stakes, more about the prediction rather than the what matters, what's important. Not just the what's going to happen, but what should happen. And we got to be talking about what should happen or what should not happen. But still, in the odds category, in the polling category, CNN had a pretty bold headline. This is the dynamic that could decide the 2024 GOP race. There is a sharp division between Donald Trump and Donald Trump's opposition in the Republican Party. And the phrase I'm going to use is wine track versus beer track. So high school and college educated, or let's say college educated Republican voters, fewer now than there used to be, versus high school educated or those Republican voters without high school degrees. The early 2024 polls have varied whether they place Trump or DeSantis in lead overall, the latest round tilting largely towards Trump. But in all of those, Trump does seem to be better on the beer track, better on the, and to be clear, many of us who graduate from college drink beer. So beer track, wine track, something media commentator came up with, and because it's one syllable, it seemed like it stuck. Maybe a wine drinker came up with it, I don't know. But anyway, wine track, that just means the college-educated vote is going away from Trump. That was true in the general election, also true in the Republican primary. And that is a dynamic to pay attention to. And to be clear, what Biden and Bill Clinton did well was they did pretty well with beer drinkers, did pretty well with high school educated and not college educated voters relative to their Democratic rivals. For me, I think that's that if we are going to be a movement, a democracy movement of everybody, it can't just be a movement of people who went to fancy schools, not to knock people who went to fancy schools. That doesn't mean we have to dumb down a message. People I know with limited education, it's very often not a question of being dumb. Opportunity matters in so many ways. I know that opportunities I got when I was a little kid had almost nothing to do with anything I did, nothing I deserved at times in my life. Yeah, I worked hard, but it wasn't all hard work. None of us do it all just by hard work. that if we want to be there for people who need us to be there for, speaking only with intellectual elitism is not going to get us there. We all know that. That's nothing brand new. So I do want to poke fun at Jeopardy. Did you see this? It's Tuesday News Day. So some of the news is going to be stupid. Here's some stupid news. Ready for stupid news? Here you go. So Jeopardy had a question that it was a sports category. In the whole category, they couldn't get any of the answers. They have the whole row. They have the 200, the 400, the 600, the 800, and 1,000. And you have three people who like know everything. If you watch Jeopardy, it's very impressive. It's just freaking 17th century French literature. They get some answer, right? I've never heard of before. They couldn't come up with the answer, baseball. they did it. It's so great. Is it Miala Bialik? I get her name a little bit wrong, but who was the host that day, I think is the new host of Jeopardy. I'm not a big watcher. But they have the whole category. Three people who are supposed to be, were smart, knowledgeable, know everything, and they couldn't answer. They couldn't answer the sports questions. I'm just saying, Jeopardy did a very bad job with the beer track. They were all wine track. All right. So nobody gets the beer questions right. Nobody gets the sports questions right on Jeopardy. We've got the phones back. Let's go to John from Seattle, Washington. Hello, John.
Yeah, hi, Jefferson. How you doing?
I'm well.
That's good. There was a breaking news yesterday, which was a real shock to me. And I don't know if the subject's been brought up today, but it looks like the court case in Georgia is going to be taken off. And apparently in the legislature, which is run by the Republican Party, have signed both in the House and Senate to get rid of rogue prosecutions. And so Kemp in 2 weeks is going to sign the bill, and they'll get rid of Willis, the case.
Well, I appreciate that. Anybody who's tracking, and on this news day, anybody who's tracking what's happening in states with eliminating women's fundamental liberties and bodily autonomy, this is something we should be aware of. We should be aware of it happening in each state. Where democracy and choice were on statewide ballots, Democrats did better than anticipated. I think this is a loser for the Republican Party. I think being an extremist around women's bodily autonomy, around fundamental freedoms, I think that's, and then trying to say you're a movement that cares about freedom in some regard, I think that's a near-term, intermediate-term, and long-term loser. But they're committed to it. They're tied to that mass. And so anybody who is paying attention to what's happening state by state with that, welcome the call, welcome the feedback. Any last word from you, John?
It's like the attorneys and the court case that Willis has been working on is amazing that they'll shut that case down. And yeah. I just don't buy it. I can't stand that kind of situation where just because they're Republicans are running the legislature, they can do anything they want. And I don't know how she's going to fight it. No, I don't know how she's going to take care of it. Even if she were to have them indicted today, it probably might not work. But she needs to work quick, because in 2 weeks, Kemp's going to sign that bill.
Yeah.
And they can pick any case that a person who's prosecuting, they can get rid of them. And one of the people in the legislature is also on the list of indictments.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it, John. I appreciate the call. And it reminds me to give a plug to legislatures that most of the famous media is national media, or even national media. That's what works great on TikTok. It's what's why Mentos commercials had signs with hearts rather than words. It's why that national cable is the stuff that gets the most funding and is the biggest. This show, of course, is a national show, and welcome any international viewer and listener. If you want to focus on levers of power, focus on state legislatures. It's not the only place. Cities matter, counties matter, everything matters. Plug for Sortition. But the state legislature, if you're looking for a place to have real leverage, swing district state legislative races, real leverage. Every 10 years, they control the congressional districts. In the meantime, they control states. So thanks for the plug. We'll be back. Work locally. 202-808-9925.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, 202-808-9925.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, how big business destroyed the American dream. And next spring you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light, and because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. but now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
You have heard us on this show talk about how important it is to have a VPN to protect your online privacy. We only recommend brands to our listeners that we believe in. And this show can say with full confidence that ExpressVPN is the best VPN on the market. First of all, ExpressVPN does not log your online activity. Lots of cheap or free VPNs make money by selling you privacy, but then actually selling your data to advertisers themselves. ExpressVPN doesn't. They've developed a technology trusted server that also goes as far to make sure their VPN servers are incapable of storing any data at all. Secondly, ExpressVPN now uses Lightway, a new VPN protocol engineered to make user speeds faster than ever. Some VPNs slow your connection, but ExpressVPN is always blazing fast, puts on its fast shoes, plus it's easy to use. Just fire up the app, tap one button to connect. Protect yourself with a VPN that we use and trust. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom today. Get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Tom. expressvpn.com/Tom. Hello, everyone. How's everybody doing? Harry is coming in. Now, we know that there will be a nickname battle around Ron DeSantis. I don't know if we're in favor of the nickname battle. We know it's going to happen. I think Harry has a suggestion. Harry from Keystone Heights, Florida, land of Ron DeSantis. How you doing, Harry?
Yeah, there's two of us Democrats in the whole county. Anyhow, I've been using a nickname for several years now for DeSantis. I just transposed the last letters in his name, and I call him Ron DeSatan, or just DeSatan. It'd be a great bumper sticker.
That's hardcore.
And because he killed tens of thousands of Florida, I'm really up on the COVID quite a bit.
Yeah.
And he is personally, his hands are dripping Floridian blood. And I know that sounds kind of like I'm some sort of fanatic, but I know what's going on.
Yeah.
And I have lived here for 30-something years, and I kept hoping it would get better. It hasn't. But I just got, gone from a meritocracy to a democracy. And I just thought that the Satan idea, I haven't heard it. I watched Stephanie Miller, I was trying to call it in when they were having that contest this morning, but you're substituting for one of the smartest men in this country.
Yeah.
And I'm.
Thanks for reminding me.
Well, you are.
Yeah. No, as I said yesterday, he writes. Tom writes more books than most of us read. It's sort of embarrassing. But go on.
Yeah. I'm one of Joe Gould's secret. That was a movie about a writer who wrote two or three pages that were brilliant and then always walked around like he was writing and lived in a Central Park or something like that.
Yeah.
But I marched to the beat of a different drummer.
Well, I appreciate you bringing something up, and that is that there is DeSantis will want to run on COVID. He's going to run in the Republican primary against Trump on Fauci. And he's going to run on the fact that Trump was there when there were some shutdowns. I find it really interesting. And it's one of the reasons why I'm glad this show exists. And why people like you, even if you're outnumbered in your county, exist. Because if this country under Donald Trump under-responded, right, like we did not act nearly quickly enough on COVID. And states like Florida lost hundreds of thousands of people, and the United States lost more than hundreds of thousands of people because of slow action on COVID. That anybody on that, from that persuasion, would want to remind people, run on that, is remarkable. And they can only get away with it because of the state of the media. They can only get away with it because Fox News is not reminding people, because Newsmax is not reminding people how many people died from COVID because of inaction and slow action. And the people who died aren't around to tell the tale. And because there was more death in Republican leaning areas and Fox News viewing areas than there were elsewhere. And they're not wanting to highlight the fact that some pretty prominent Republican commentators, right-wing commentators, passed away from COVID. Those people aren't around to tell their story. Nobody else wants to tell that story. And we've got to remind people that action against COVID saved lives, and inaction cost lives, more lives than any terrorist attack. And all right, that's something we shouldn't forget. Last word for you, Harry.
Well, there's a dashboard. That's a website called Worldometer.
Yep.
And if you watch it, it tells everything. And I've been watching it since the very beginning in 2020. I was being treated for cancer. And
congratulations, by the way, because you're here.
Oh, I'm doing well. Yeah. I'm doing well. I'm a fighter. I don't back down. So anyway, we got to get ourselves together. We got to rally. You know,
yep.
This fight is going to be severe, and it's going to be very real soon.
Worldometer, thank you for that plug. I recommend it even after just a quick look. It's really helpful. It's really interesting. Yep. It's a reminder that we've got 8 billion people in the world. Holy mackerel! All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Let's go to, I think it's Al in Zanesville.
Yes.
Hey, Al.
Yeah.
You're on the air. We're going to go to break. We'll bring you back. I think you can hear us. We'll bring you back right after the break. Stick with us just for a moment.
Listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
This is Tom Hartman Program, 202-808-9925.
Love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1580.
The Shaw 101 FM.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. A trip across the southern border ended in tragedy after four Americans were kidnapped by Mexican drug lords last week. Two were killed and two who survived are now back in the U.S.
William's wife says he needed surgery for three gunshot wounds in his legs.
It was just tears of joy, I guess, that he's alive.
McGee is a mother of five. Her mother says the FBI called her with the news.
I said, thank you, Jesus, that there is a God.
According to her family, McGee traveled with the others to Mexico for cosmetic surgery. During the 3 days they were held, they were transferred to various places to avoid authorities. A source says investigators believe the gunmen may have mistaken the Americans for rival human traffickers.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. In Memphis, 20 more hours of police footage will be released in the Tyree Nichols case. A seventh officer has been fired for his death in police custody. Later today, a court is deciding if the parents of a 15-year-old school shooter should be held liable for their son's action. This is ABC News.
When it's raining cats and dogs, your business can rain profits. Sponsoring the weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station will get your phone to ring.
Listeners pay attention to weather forecasts, and they'll pay attention to your message.
Act now, because we're slashing prices up to 50% on these premium sponsorships.
But the deals absolutely end March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather. Sponsoring our forecasts is the Cats Meow.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program.
We're back. We have a guest. It's Grace Adcox. State of the Union. And now its aftermath, the pulpit that has bully power of the presidency has its one of its primary features, the State of the Union, which helps not only for that day, but can help shape the conversation beyond that. The topics that the president picks and the way that the president picks them are clues. Not only do they set the marching band tune, but they probably read somebody else's tune as well. Grace Adcox reads the tune for a living, hears it, and sometimes calls it. She's with Data for Progress. She's a polling analyst. She joins us again. Grace, how you doing?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on today.
What should we be paying attention to, Grace? What are people like me who aren't paying enough attention to enough of the right stuff, what are we missing?
That's a great question. I mean, when we think about the priorities that President Biden laid out at the State of the Union address, not only did we hear a lot about some of the executive and legislative actions that have taken place during his term, you know, thinking about some of these major pieces of legislation like the Inflation Reduction Act and the Chips and Science Act, but we also saw an increasing focus toward some of the possible actions that we could expect in the next 2 years. With a split Congress, we are expecting that it'll be more difficult to put forth really big pieces of landmark legislation like some of those that appeared in the first 2 years of his presidency. But in terms of the priorities that President Biden's laid out for future agenda and future legislative work that could potentially, you know, get through this bipartisan need that we have with a split Congress, we're expecting that things like junk fee protections for Americans broadly, things like a corporate stock buyback tax and a new ban on assault weapons, these are all, you know, politically viable things that a majority of voters would like to see and that we can consider as potential highlights of future action over the next 2 years.
If you're going to pick one, maybe we'll get to more than one, but in terms of what saw the greatest strength of what the president was talking about, what do you think, what would be that one thing? Was it Social Security or was it something that didn't receive quite as much attention?
I think that Social Security is one thing we can really point to, and we asked about this in our post-State of the Union poll, but Social Security is a major landmark issue, and for voters who may have heard, you know, some proposals, some laid out plans, some rhetoric around cuts to Social Security, about changing, you know, the retirement age, these are really concerning to voters who are thinking about their retirement, thinking about how they'll finance the you know, the rest of their lives. And so we saw a ton of support for protecting Social Security and Medicare, and in particular against cuts to these programs, these entitlement programs that support some of the most vulnerable Americans and ensure that we've got health care for our elderly, that we are able to provide for our retired taxpayers. So we saw a ton of support here. And
what are the numbers? Can you give us any, forgive my interruption, can you give us any numbers?
No, absolutely. It's nearly universal. We saw that 94% of voters would like to increase or maintain funding for Social Security.
94%?
And the same for Medicare.
If Hope doesn't pull at 94%. That's pretty good.
It is pretty good. And I think that this really does speak to a kitchen table concern that people have. They're thinking about their retirements. They're thinking about how they're going to put food on the table. And that's why we saw such nearly unanimous support for preventing cuts to these essential programs.
So, and thank you for that, Grace. And one thing I noticed, and I knew the number might have been high, I didn't have access to your numbers, but I knew the number must have been high, because Donald Trump, in the context of a Republican primary, is running on Social Security. And he's trying to differentiate Ron DeSantis, who was, you know, for the sort of Paul Ryan-style Republican when he was in Congress and worked to, you know, take steps and had words, you know, in favor of taking steps where Rick Scott, for instance, another Floridian who now more famously was trying to erode Social Security a little bit, that the Club for Growth crowd, I mean, they're no fans of Social Security. They would have opposed it when it was proposed. And I knew the poll number must have been strong, because otherwise Donald Trump would have wanted to change the subject rather than bringing it up. 94% lets me know that, I mean, that's strong majorities in every political party.
Yeah, it absolutely is. It's bipartisan that we see support for these entitlements programs. And I think that we also have to consider, you know, this is not the first time that Donald Trump has tried to distinguish himself from other Republicans on this issue. The idea of cutting these really essential programs that so many Americans benefit from is quite scary. I mean, you used the word erosion, and I think that's absolutely right. Eroding these entitlement programs is, a real concern for the average American. And so doing what one can, especially as we look at things like the Social Security Expansion Act that's been proposed, to be able to show the American voter, to show the American taxpayer that you're on their side is something that I think people across the aisle are trying to lean into. And when you have that contrast with the extreme Republican position of let's cut these programs, let this default so that we don't have the funding to run Social Security for the next 75 years. That's in itself such a scary prospect for the average voter.
It causes them a real challenge. And I'm hoping you'll have, if you're stumped too, maybe that's good news, but I'm hoping you'll have an answer to this. I'm partially hoping you'll have an answer to this. It poses them a challenge because they've been running on shrinking government for a long time and for like my lifetime. And they're running it, the government's too big and we have too much debt. Now, the way you pay down debt is that you spend less or you raise more. Well, they try to raise less. They try to give tax cuts for rich people, so they're getting less money. So that means even just not to get more debt, you got to cut more. But they want to shrink government generally, right? But the problem they've got with shrinking government is that 3/4 the federal budget is Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, service in the national debt, and U.S. military. I'll say them again: Medicare, Medicaid, service in the national debt, U.S. military, and Social Security. If I didn't say that twice, so that basically is entitlements, the military, and service on the debt. Mm-hmm. If you can't cut that stuff, you can't shrink government very easily or very much. What do they have that's popular that will actually meaningfully impact the cost to government, to justify the tax cuts for rich people that they want, or do they just need to kind of change the subject?
Well, I think that's the thing, right? There's a lot of empty talk about the importance of cutting government and the importance of cutting spending and also of maintaining the tax cuts that exist already for the rich. So there really isn't a proposed solution that shrinks government without causing cutbacks to these really big programs that people care about so strongly. And I think that, you know, you can look at solutions like, from the Democratic perspective, the Social Security Expansion Act, which would seek to make all income over $250,000 taxable to the full Social Security payroll tax rate. And you can see that there are some approaches that are seeking to say, look, let's go after the people who do have funding for it. Let's go after the people who've had these tax breaks that, you know, we could be getting a lot more out of their paying into the system and supporting these programs for financial solvency. So I think that really there is a goal from the Republican Party to just distract from the issue. We don't see Mitch McConnell talking about the Republican plans to cut Social Security because he knows it's not viable. He knows that that's not popular and that's not going to win any voters to the Republican Party side. So there really is, I think, an effort to distract from this question of how do we shrink government without making cuts to entitlements programs that people are really strongly in favor of supporting and would hate to see cuts to.
So then what about other reforms? What about more on the margins? On the one side, on sort of the Trump, DeSantis, McConnell, Rick Scott side, privatization, or, you know, raising the retirement age. What polls tell us about that? Not the polls of the last word, but still curious. And then sort of another side about raising the cap, about having a more progressive system of Social Security. What is any information, sort of a more Elizabeth Warren approach? Anything else that your information tells us?
Yeah, we are still kind of closely held on some of those numbers, figuring out like what are some of these alternatives that people would, you know, have attitudes toward favorably or against. We've been really interested too in thinking more broadly about some of the changes that have happened since the implementation of the IRA, like the $35 cap on insulin, and digging into what voters think there. And so one example of, I would say, like an issue on the margins that Republicans aren't talking about in a way that I would consider to be within messaging guidance and a way that I would consider to be favorable to people is that Republicans also want to cut the $35 insulin requirements that were built into the IRA and that now companies like Eli Lilly have committed to publicly. So this is something where we see 80% of voters would support keeping the $35 a month cap. Yep. 54% would say they'd be less likely to vote for a candidate who wants to repeal that cap. And so we're seeing this really broadly across a whole swath of issues that aren't just limited to Social Security and entitlements, but rather thinking more broadly about, you know, these very important issues that are impacting Americans in their daily lives.
Well, Grace Adcox, where is your favorite source? I'm guessing dataforprogress.org is what you want people to check out for some of this stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. We publish all of our blogs and memos on the website, and that's a great place to access a bunch of resources related to our polling on a really wide range of issues that we're working on. And our Twitter is also a great source, and that handle is just @DataProgress.
Grace, appreciate your time so much and spending time with us. And we're working for a more strategic pro-democracy movement. That having an awareness, there's really stuff to run on. It also gives perspective of why Ron DeSantis wants to talk about being the place woke goes to die, wants to talk about crime, wants to talk about trans kids, because he doesn't want to talk about taking people off Social Security, even if he wants to do it. Thank you, Grace, so much.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Stick with us. She's still with us. Tom Hartman Show, 202-808-9925. Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like walking your dog in public without securing them on a leash. I mean, most of the time you'll probably be fine, but what if one day your dog runs away or gets dognapped? It's better to be careful, especially when it's as simple as using ExpressVPN. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network in cafes, hotels, airports, etc., your online data is not secured. Any hacker on the same network can gain access to and steal your personal data. But ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet, so they can't do it. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. ExpressVPN works on all your devices, phone, laptop, tablet, even your smart TV, and it's so easy to use. Just fire up the app and click one button to get protected. I can get you an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN free at expressvpn.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's expressvpn.com/Tom. ExpressVPN.com/Tom.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
Sleep is really important. If you want a good night's sleep, a great night's sleep, or if you already get one, you can give thanks to Cozy Earth Bedding, the softest sheets you'll ever find. You can imagine silk and cotton combined, well, that's what they felt like, the people on this program. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, most responsibly sourced bedding in the world. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, such as the finest premium viscose made from a highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. Also, Cozy Earth bedding comes in 6 awesome colors. It's super soft, lightweight, temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably all year round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear, pajamas, plush bath towels, you will love shopping at Cozy Earth. Plus, Cozy Earth bedding comes in a beautiful, reusable canvas tote. So get cozy now. Hurry, save 35% on Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com. Enter the promo code TOM and save 35%. That's more than a third, slightly more than a third. That's CozyEarth.com. Promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. Al is with us. Al, you were making the point, and if you want to make a tight version of your point again about the importance of state politics and our attention to what's happening in states, you are in Ohio, and that feels like a particularly important state to pay attention to for this dynamic. But please, you know, please continue the conversation, either restate your point or make the new one.
Well, the point being is that we outnumber them, and we should realize that our vote counts. I had a local election. I ran for city council, etc. Our city is kind of divided north-south, but our city has approximately a little more Democrats within our city. We have a red county, but the city itself, Zanesville. And I noticed that above Interstate 70, which is the more wealthier part of town, we had a 20% voter turnout, and that's off your election. That's expected. Now, south of Interstate 70, we had a 10% turnout, and that's primarily where the Democrats reside.
Wow. Yep.
So I'm just saying, you know, we do have votes. We just have to get out and vote if we really want to protect our democracy.
Yeah. No, that's right. And you cited David Pepper's book. He's been a friend for 20 years, and he's been on the program. We talked to him before, and he is one of the smarter political analysts I know, and just a wonderful guy. And the story of Ohio, people should know it. Like Oregon had a chance to move the direction of Ohio. How I spent my late 20s was trying to see to it that didn't happen. We were a purple state. In fact, we were controlled by Republicans in both the House and the Senate for over a decade. And but for Democratic governors vetoing their stuff, we could have easily moved the same direction as Ohio and Florida did, which were purple states that turned red. And they turned red in significant part because they used the apparatus of the state. They used their magic lamp of power to wish for more wishes, to gain more power, to limit the ability of people to vote, to make sure that districts in legislatures were drawn in such a way that would amplify their power, that they would take 49% support and turn it into 70% legislative support. They did the same thing in Michigan, and shout out to folks in Michigan who switched to nonpartisan district drawing, which fundamentally transformed the politics of Michigan. That this dynamic is so very important. And if you care about what's happening in the country, you gotta care about the politics of your state. So many people can still learn who their state legislator is. Learning who those people are, looking at which the closest districts are, here's a little clue. Almost all of the swing state legislative districts in the country, this is not always true, but pretty much your state's going to be similar to other states, are going to be in suburban areas, suburban and exurban areas. Sometimes they'll be in sort of urban-rural pockets, right? So like a little city that's sort of a resort town in the surrounded by rural areas, sometimes coastal areas that are working class and at the same time on the coast. Look at those places, the most purple of areas. Attend to those not only for U.S. congressional races, attend to those for state legislative races. Because if you can win a few more of those, there's so many times when state legislative chambers are decided by not that many votes. In Oregon, for instance, Jeff Merkley is in the U.S. Senate now, in significant part because he was Speaker of the House. He was Speaker of the House with a 31-29 Democratic majority. One seat flipped the other way, he would have been the minority leader. I don't think he would have been in a position to run for the U.S. Senate against Gordon Smith when he did. One of those votes was Jeff Barker. One of those Democrats was Jeff Barker, moderate Democrat in a swing district, won by, I believe, 52 votes. It was somewhere between, it wasn't really 27, I think it was 52 votes. And, you know, young people went in and knocked on, I think, 5,000 doors, got on the bus and knocked on 5,000 doors in Jeff Barker's district. That didn't only change Jeff Barker's race, that changed the entire landscape of the Oregon House of Representatives. That also had ripple effects, which meant that Jeff Merkley could be Speaker of the House, which meant he could be in the U.S. Senate, now is one of the best public servants in the country. So those examples, and Ohio is such a powerful example of where they get their hands on the levers of power, and they use those levers of power just to gain more power. Look at those swing district legislative races. Work locally. That's what I have to say about it. Last word for you, Al.
I just say that's the butterfly effect.
Yeah.
If we can just flip one little thing here and there, it would have tremendous impact.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's one of the reasons, for those of you who are precinct committee people, those of you who get involved in your local political party, and I do recommend it, you'll realize you'll have a lot of fellow travelers. You'll make friends. You will realize there are a lot of people who share a lot of values. We can grow this community, grow this show. But for those folks, you will see that there is that everybody can be butterflies, right? And it was one of the reasons why I supported Howard Dean's 50 State Strategy, Work Everywhere.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day with no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-06.
hear that? If you own a business, that's a problem. What you really need is this. If you want to make your phone ring this spring, we have just the thing.
Sponsor weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station.
We've slashed prices on our premium weather sponsorships up to 50%. Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results. But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W25.